And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. Wherever you find yourself, yes, this is your Wednesday edition of the Brand Conversation, as well as also that we get into the, well, some of the, as we're building up in terms of the, taking a look at some of the consumer conscious, you know, developments that are taking place. For example, some of the key moves as people are still getting into their holiday swing of things, and thus also progressing into providing, you know, or getting their holidays in order. I mean, whether or not you're going all the way to get a passport, because I've heard a lot of people talking about going out of the country for this holiday period, or you're just ensuring that you've got your budget sorted out to be traveling up and down the country in the terms of essentially just trying to get a little bit away from the hustle and bustle life here in the capital or wherever you might find yourself, where it would be already hustling and bustling, well, predominantly throughout the 11 months of the year. But this still speaks about a lot of you getting ready and getting prepared for your holiday season. Now, since, and I'm, for this morning, I'm taking a once again stepping onto the other side of the corridor, being, looking at some of the things that you as a consumer would have to look out for, would be prepared to be prepared for, would have to be conscious about. We've obviously got to be aware of scenarios to take into consideration with regards to when you are going to travel. Let's hear me out. You hear me out, guys. We're not repeating the traveling and camping scenario. However, we're taking a look at when you are traveling, how you need to be very careful about your shopping wherever you are. Please understand as well that if you find yourself in a different town or different part of the country or in a different country altogether, you've got to be price sensitive and you've got to stick to budgets. Remember, you are not at home. You are not in your hometown. You're not in your home city, nor your neighborhood, where it is comfortable for you or comfortable enough for you to, if you want to be a little bit impulsive with your shopping, you can be so. You can do that. However, the situation exists that if you travel, you should not be impulsive. You should not be, well, very, what's the word? I keep forgetting this word, but it's all about being, you know, over the top, being excessive. Doesn't matter if you have an excessive budget, work very conservatively, work very consciously about, especially if you're in another country, the exchange rates that could be in your favor or sometimes are not in your favor. So what am I talking about this morning? Well, the whole notion of this morning's discussion is all about shopping responsibly while you are traveling. This is key to understand, key to grasp, for the mere fact that even if you travel from here to Swakop or anywhere else in the country from there to Swakop, to the coast, be aware of that you are in a different place and that you still have to be responsible. Even if you are still in the same country, be responsible with your budget. Now, finding ways to shop more responsibly while traveling can feel daunting. True. I mean, first and foremost, let's look at the two scenarios that you have to contend with. The first one is local. So being local does not mean, means that you do not have to face the headache of the scenario of exchange rates, different languages, different international cultures. You're just looking at the scenario of, okay, I'm in a different part of the country. However, I still need to manage my budget responsibly. If you are outside of the country, even if you go to South Africa, even if you go to Zimbabwe or Zambia or Botswana or Angola, the scenario still dictates you find yourself in a different country. This is not your home country. Second onto that is also, there could be various price fluctuations for many things, from something like petrol to something like accommodation, to something even like a toothbrush. Yes, guys, a toothbrush. I know I'm exaggerating a bit with the toothbrush scenario, but you have to work within a sense of realism. Be realistic. And what is the realism that I'm speaking about? The reality on the ground dictates that if you find yourself in a different country, your toothbrush in Namibia does not cost the same as your toothbrush in South Africa. Your toothbrush in Namibia does not cost the same as your toothbrush in Botswana even. And in Botswana, believe you me, guys, they don't want Namibian dollar, nor do they want South African rand. So that firstly speaks of something that you've got to take into consideration. That being, please exchange your money early enough on this side of the country if you have to move over. Now, we've got to take into consideration the aspect of the two scenarios. One is locally, local traveling. The second one is international traveling, even if it's just going next door, going into Botswana, going to even South Africa, going even to Angola. I know Angola would be a bit of a daunting task for any Namibian or many Namibians. I say this because of the language barrier. It's Lusophone. It's a Lusophone country. Lusophone speaks towards countries that are Spanish and Portuguese speaking. Francophone, the closest one we have to us is only DRC, and DRC is a good couple of thousand kilometers away, so you don't have to worry about the DRC. However, thinking about in that scenario, locally and internationally, firstly, think about the country, the culture that you're going to step into. Now, you would be asking me, what does this have to do with shopping? First and foremost, it's a different language, potentially. Now, I've broken it up into two, our discussion. One is looking internationally, one is looking locally. Now, locally, the language barrier is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Wherever the vicinity of the country you find yourself in, obviously you'll adapt to what is being spoken there. You'll obviously adapt. But if you find yourself internationally, yeah, we're now in a different zone to talk about. Now, what's that zone to talk about? Now, firstly, if you're going to a different geographical location, whether it be locally or internationally, a few steps, a few planning tips, a few just moments to sit there thinking to yourself, okay, where am I first going to? What potentially could be the, you know, these are the questions you'll be asking yourself. What are some of the potential pitfalls or obstacles or, you know, just potholes that I can experience there, even on your way there, or already when you're busy with your planning? So this is technically you doing a little SWOT analysis about where you're going. I know SWOT analyses always come in handy in any everyday scenario. Now take the time and firstly, think about your planning, your trip. That's phase one. Phase two, obviously, is when you are traveling to your destination. Phase three is when you find yourself there. Phase four is all about coming back from there. Now, in phase one, you've obviously been planning it for a good 2 months, let's say. This would obviously also be based upon the preparations that you've already put in place, building up to whatever you're going to travel, wherever you're going to travel to, whether it be locally or whether it be internationally. So first and foremost, that groundwork has been done. That part of phase one has been done. Now, the other parts of phase one is all about thinking about language, accommodation, the length of my stay, the place where I'm staying at, if you've already sorted out accommodation. So where is this place based? I know in, for example, in the coast, every year, and I'm not kidding you guys. I'm not joking. Every year, it's almost like a planned scenario of holiday chaos that I always hear from many Namibians is, yeah, we're going to the coast, but we don't know where we're staying. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. If you know you're going to the potentially the most populated area of our country that will see the largest accumulation of not just Namibians, but also visitors internationally, tourists to the same three towns, Hentys Bay, Swakopmund, Walvis Bay. And you have not sorted out your accommodation yet. You're already asking for trouble. And I'm not talking about trouble in the sense of that it would be bad for your safety in one or other form. You're asking for trouble in terms of having to drive around, waste petrol or diesel, looking for accommodation. Guys, these were things that I would hear about every year. The only lucky people, are those that already own properties at the coast, who already have a family with properties at the coast, who already have sorted out at the beginning of this year, meaning in January 2022, they've already done bookings for the accommodation at the coast. Already. They've already sorted out those three things. There's family there. Or they already have a property there. Or they already have sorted out their accommodation beginning of this year for end of this year. At the beginning of this year for end of this year. I know. Now, please understand, guys, that in the sense of planning, accommodation and travel is the first two foundational things you sort out. The first two. The reason I'm talking about it now is because in this week you have, I think Saturday is the 10th of December, right? Yeah, as I indicated yesterday, Saturday is the 10th of December. We're already at Wednesday the 7th. The notion about this is all about the next 10 days leading up to the 20th of December, you will see a madhouse or just madness beginning. It all starts from the 10th of December. Many, especially people in the city of especially in the capital of Windhoek, many people are already starting to get ready, you know, packing up their stuff, getting ready for a drive for long distance travels, either to the north, to the coast, other parts of the country, or even getting ready for flights to South Africa, other parts of the world even, for holiday. Or some of them already even traveling already to start a new life on the other side, wherever the other side is, wherever it would find them. Now, these shopping tips with regards to where you are traveling to dictates how you need to stick to your budget. So firstly, your shopping would have already begun with travel, with transport and accommodation in phase one. It's part of the planning and it's also part of, you know, allocating enough of your budget for accommodation and travel and transport. So that's already done. That's already done. If it's locally, this would obviously be diesel or petrol, wherever you're driving to, or if you're making use of a transport operator, either having, you know, the necessary budget to get there and the necessary budget to get from there back. So those two components are being sorted. The second scenario of your budgeting process within the first phase of planning is looking at, am I going to indulge in spending money in the destination where I'm going to be at? This is both internationally. This is also locally. This question dictates on both scenarios. Am I going to spend money, for example, if I'm in Livingstone, Zambia, where the Victoria Falls are based? Am I going to spend money there? Am I going to spend money in Naysna, South Africa? Naysna is one of the most pristine beach side towns or beach towns
in South Africa, in the Western Cape? Am I going to spend time in Naysna? Am I going to spend money in Naysna shopping? Yes or no? No. If yes, what am I going to look at? A little bit of some mementos, some curio, you know, some arts and crafts potentially, you know, to remember you of your time there, that you've been there. But predominantly, your budget would have already allocated or indicated to you transport and accommodation needs to be sorted for. And then food. Ah, you can't go to a place without having to eat, my people. Oh, that is an automatic inclusion. What am I going to eat? How am I going to eat it? Of course, how? How means, you know, are you going to pay for it? You know, if you do have family in internationally, benefit, bonus. Very few people have such a luxury, especially when they travel internationally. Very few people have such a luxury. The key thing, obviously, that you should take away from this is, for how long are you going to be there? Now, this is internationally. Locally, for how long also are you going to be there? Now, some of the things in terms of being a tourist yourself in a different part of the country, as well as also in another country, is that you aim to, you know, try to buy things from local business people there, wherever you find yourself. On that specific note, I can give you a little bit of a case study, in terms of my own personal experience. And this was in Zambia at Livingston, the town that's right next door it's right next door to the Victoria Falls, because it's this entire, you know, holiday resort town. But with Livingston, it's first and foremost, you've got to understand the area that you're going to. So accommodation in a sense was based on backpackers. The second scenario was also the currency that I'm working in. The backpackers did not accept local Zambian currency. Now remember, accommodation is a form of shopping. You are buying accommodation. You are paying for the accommodation. So it is a form of shopping. The first thing in terms that, you know, that opened up my eyes was, okay, so I am purchasing accommodation, you know, in US dollar. So this would obviously mean that you've also got to look at the exchange rates when you enter different countries. If it's in Namibia, obviously it's about location. Where is the accommodation based? If it's in the center of a town, for example, like in Swakopmund, if you're staying in the center of Swakopmund, you can expect your accommodation to be more expensive. If you stay in the neighboring neighborhoods, you know, that adjoin or that are right next to the central business district or the center of a town like Swakopmund, then you can expect, you know, the pricing to go slightly down as you head out. Then there's the notions of staying in peripheral areas. Peripheral areas are areas that are far enough from the center of a town, but close enough at least for you to try and walk or for you to try and take, you know, local transport like a taxi. Or even if you can drive there, you can drive there. But, you know, it's far enough from the center of the town, but close enough for you to do either of any of those three options in terms of traveling to the center of the town. Now, here's the scenario. In such cases, if you find yourself in a different country, it's not always the best suggested option. Staying in the peripheries. It's not. If you have family with their own property that already stay there and they stay in the, you know, the peripheries, meaning the far-flung areas from the center of town. Far-flung is also a bit of an exaggeration, just for you to understand. But if it's at quite a distance from the center of town where you have to drive there, you cannot walk there, then you can consider it to be a far-flung scenario. If it is such a scenario and you have family that already stay there, it's a bonus. You save money on the accommodation. However, you'll have to spend money on local transport. So allocating your budget in that scenario is key. Remember, guys, this is all the logistics you've got to think about internally. And this is still phase one. This is still phase one planning that I'm explaining to you. Phase one planning is all about you sorting out how am I going to move about, how I'll be able to be mobile, what's the modes of transport that I can look at. And even if you come and tell me about, yeah, riding a bicycle, will you carry the bicycle from your hometown all the way to there just to go ride the bicycle there? What about the inconvenience of you traveling with a bicycle? Let's, for example, say it's you're traveling with a long-distance transport company. And they'll ask you, but you'll have to pay more for this bicycle because we're taking up more weight. You're taking up more space with your bicycle. Now, before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break. From the break, we're going to come back right after this.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamilem Sakuri, Rimorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vartavaka fera kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele ruofisi zerivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa winduk. Toko yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now we come back from our extended break, and the key thing with regards to your phase one planning within your shopping planning, your budgeting, your overall budgeting approach for wherever you're traveling to for this holiday period is that your phase one planning, guys, lays the foundation for all your expenditure going into the rest of your holiday. And this is specifically isolated towards the rest of the trip. Now, as I wanted to indicate to you just before the break is when I was, you know, in Zambia at one stage, this was just for 5 days. 5 days. Visiting the Victoria Falls, obviously this was an eye-opener, but the feel, the look and the feel of the town itself, as I explained to you, is that the accommodation facilities where I stayed at, were only accepting US dollar payments. So, That means if you're going to travel externally or out of the country, you have to start exchanging here already because you're budgeting. And this is obviously based upon solid budgeting scenarios, because you now have to take a portion of your budget in Namibian dollar, exchange it either for South African rand or for US dollar, only to, you know, understand, okay, so what am I working with on that side of the border? If I now have to go, for example, let me say now you're going to Zambia. Well, let's now say the accommodation facilities ask you for US dollar payment. Or you're heading to South Africa and everything is in South African rand because you can't show up there with Namibian dollars. And if you're going to ask me why is this the case, well, here's the scenario. Namibian dollar is not used nor accepted, cannot be accepted in any shop in South Africa. However, South African rand can be accepted, used, and even be traded off with here in Namibia. Now, this obviously means that you've got to be aware about the amount of money that you've got on you. Remember, there's money in your bank account and there's money on you. And in both destinations, if you go to Zambia or if you go to South Africa, they do have ATM facilities. They do. They do have ATM facilities. The thing is that you only need to remember as a traveler, as a consumer, is the bank charges that your bank here will charge you. Remember the bank charges. Keep that in mind. They can be a nightmare. They will be a nightmare. They can potentially even be a point of stress sometimes. Because if you now had to go to South Africa, I think the bank charges in South Africa, I think it's a good $30, depending on your bank. It's a good $30. I don't know about going to Zambia, for example, because the bank charges can also be steep there. I mean, remember, they've got a different cluster of banks that side. They don't have our three commercial banks, the four commercial banks. They don't have them, many of them that side. That means that your research in phase one should also have been about, can I swipe for things? If I cross the border, can I swipe for things? So your phase one planning needs to be about, how can I use my plastic? Your plastic is your bank card or your credit card. How can I use my plastic? Or should my plastic only be used at designated intervals, specific intervals only? And that most of how I need to pay for things has to come from hard cash, stone cold hard cash. Now, believe you me, guys, in most cases, you get to understand why many Namibians rather choose, if they go across the border, go to South Africa. It's 1:1. One Namibian dollar is 1 rand. 1 rand is 1 Namibian dollar. 1:1. Many Namibians, prefer this because it's ease of access. You can swipe left, right, and center in South Africa. You don't know if you can swipe in most parts of, let's for example, choose Angola. I don't know it. I'd actually be welcome if any Namibian who has flown there. I know it's a bit of an issue even to drive through Angola from Namibia. I know that part. But if you've flown there, you know, what's the bank charges like? What does the situation look like? Can you swipe left, right, and center at any stop that you go? And then ultimately, you know, what are the bank charges that you'll face? Going to Botswana, I know, guys, Botswana is not everyone's cup of tea in terms of being a tourist destination, but I hear Gaborone and Francistown are pretty, you know, pretty, they're very pretty town, very pretty cities to go and visit. Botswana obviously has the same population complement that we have in terms of size. So 2.5 million. I know that a lot of Namibians also prefer rather to drive to Botswana. It's just that the driving is not everyone's cup of tea. It's major distances. It's big distances that you're driving. It's big distance that you have to travel towards. So this does mean once again that your driving budget, your fuel consumption drives up most of your costs before you even get to your accommodation. And then there's the language barrier. Please do not forget the language barrier. One of the most basic things in terms of how you have to get about, navigate about, be able to walk up and down, left, right, and center within those vicinities is navigating the language barrier. Now, once you have completed phase one of your planning in terms of going abroad or traveling locally, it is a question of once you get there, like I mentioned, spending a little bit of time in terms of buying little mementos, buying little gifts, things that can remind you of your time in the other part, the other town, the other country that you were with, that you were in. You know, just those kinds of things. Now, usually I know as tourists, and this is anyone, it's within any of us, we want to support like the MSMEs in those other vicinities, whether it be at the coast, whether it be in Zambia, whether it be in South Africa. You want to buy small, you know, mementos, small gifts, small crafts, you know, buy it from a local craftsman, a local shop, a local merchant there, because you want this thing to remember you about the place, your time, your visit there. But like I said at the beginning, remember that this comes out of a budget. This has to do with a budget. Now, I'll give you another case study. Still there, back in Zambia. heading to the Victoria Falls itself, the waterfalls itself. Now, understand, guys, in terms of the cultures, the language, the scenario. On the map in Zambia, you would see it's a Victoria Falls. But when you get there, the local Zambians there call it, I think it's Mossy Mossy or the Mossy Falls or Moss, something like that. That's the name I know. So anyone from the Zambezi region, you guys will be able to correct me. There's a specific name that you have for the Zambezi River because the Zambezi River is obviously linked to Victoria Falls, but it has a specific cultural reference. You know, that little bit of history, that little bit of knowing what the waterfalls and the river symbolizes to people living in that area. Now, as a tourist, you find these things fascinating. You find it fascinating. It's a piece of information, obviously, that you don't find easily anywhere else electronically on digital spaces, the likes. So you get talking to the local craftspeople or the local business people that operate there. Now, the one mistake, guys, that I made, actually me and my brothers that we made, was while we were talking to people, you know, these small craftsmen, that make these little crafts, and they made this nice little thing. I think it was a little wooden, I can't call it a statue because a statue is mostly made out of, a statue is bigger and it's mostly made out of stone or any kinds of other rock. And they call it, the phrase is known as nyami nyami. Nyami nyami. It's what they called it. Now it's supposed to be like the spirit or something that is contained or harnessed within the waterfalls or within the Zambezi River. So the guy told us this little story, this nice little story, and it's interesting. You're almost now from Namibia. You're a fellow SADC traveler tourist. You want to see other parts of SADC. So the story is wonderful, and we're talking to this guy. But we want to buy three of these little, you know, figurines from him. He says no. He gives us a handful. I'm talking about 10. He gives us 10. We said no, my friend. We just wanted three. There's three of us. We just wanted one each. No. For that amount of money, and we paid like $10. because we only had the 10 US dollars and he only wanted to be paid in US dollar. So we paid the 10 US dollars and he gives us a handful. Now, understand this, guys. That specific scenario I explained to you is key in understanding when you get to a different location. This is what you could potentially face. For example, here in Namibia, here in Windhoek, I know that for many Namibians even who try to take photos of, let's say, of the traditional Himba ladies that you would sometimes find here in the capital, or even there in Kaokoland or that part of the Kunene region, that they charge you a fee for the photo because they explain it to you that, yes, you now come and take a free photo here of the ladies or, you know, of them in their traditional setting. But then you go make millions of that photo wherever you go to, whether you fly to Europe, back to Europe, or you go, come back to Windhoek, or you go to Swakopmund, and wherever you do, you go sell the photo and you reap the benefits of it. But you actually needed them to be in the photo in order to reap such benefits. So they charge you a nominal fee. It's a decent trade, which I agree with. But this is what you have to take in mind as a traveler. These are the kinds of things that you will be faced with. And this is what will be sort of like deemed as miscellaneous costs on your budgeting process. Now, before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break. From the break, we're going to come back right after this.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Now, as we come back from our extended break right there, and we're about to bridge over into the last 10 minutes of today's program. Understand, guys, that as you're traveling, your shopping there is key. Why am I indicating this? Because you've got to understand the location you're going to, meaning the geographic location you're going to. You've got to understand the culture you're going to. You've got to understand the exchange rate. Even before you get on to your mode of transport, you've got to understand the exchange rate that you're going to deal with. Because even then, it also eats into your budget. Now, the miscellaneous component that I explained to you in terms of the example, you know, the case study example I provided, is one such key thing. Supporting local stores and merchants when you are traveling provides you with the perfect opportunity to practice even your language skills sometimes. While in Zambia, well, everyone basically spoke English. Everyone spoke English. I mean, guys, everyone spoke English there in Livingston, or speaks English in Livingston. So there's not a problem in terms of language barrier. As I mentioned, it's only if you have to go now to places, for example, like Angola. Yes, even with Angola. I know you would still find people that speak English there at least, but it's a considerably large population that Angola has. So how many people actually can speak English? That's just in the basics. Then, if you know you have some format of strength in Portuguese, it's also about how good can you speak Portuguese in order to conversate with the locals. And as I mentioned to you, if you're traveling locally in Namibia, it's just about adapting to where you are. It's just about adapting. So meaning there is no train smash. There is no headache to think about. This will also help you communicate with a community that you find yourself in. For example, like what my brothers and I did in Livingston. We adapted. When we saw people could speak English, we adapted. This also helps you to build genuine connections in order to for the place that you're visiting in. If you're now obviously going to Swakopmund, the situation becomes a little bit more pressurized because there is too many people there. There will be too many people there all the way into January even. So yes, it will be a pressure cooker. Yes, there will be a lot of people in that town. Yes, it will be a problem in terms of mobility, in terms of how to walk up and down, access to various services like eateries and any other places. So yes, there will be headaches. Left, right, and center. You mentioned them. I mean, you mentioned them. Just imagine it. Now, also understand, guys, that business owners in these various destinations, whether they be in other countries across the border or whether they be in other parts of Namibia that you will be visiting during this holiday period, is that various business owners are enthusiastic to serve as much and as many people as possible. They're all enthusiastic. I mean, they all want your dollar. Or your rand, or your US dollar. So this does make it a key thing in terms of your purchase decisions. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What am I going to buy? Why am I buying it? How much is it going to cost? Is it going to impact my budget excessively? Or to what degree will it impact the budget? Yes or no? If it's too much out of my budget, you know, let's cut it off. If it's not too much, let's continue with it. The other key thing that you also have to factor in is obviously how much money you will still need coming back. How much money you'll still need coming back. Now, here's the thing. A lot of business owners in these various other locations that you'll find yourself in will try to educate you about how an item is made, Like the story I told you about the little figurines that my brother and I, we bought for $10 and we were shoved a whole handful, almost like 10. And then we made the mistake even, guys, of if you buy from one guy in there, then three other guys come to you with the same product. So there's no diversity in the product offering even. It's just like, you know, like the normal, distribution philosophy, for example, like for something like milk. You find milk, the same milk at any shop. It's the same thing at any shop that sells the same products or similar products. So you find the same milk everywhere. Now here's the thing. At least with that distribution philosophy, it's spread out to cover as much physical space as possible. Here, it's seven guys that sell the same thing right next to each other. Now, as we bought from one guy, and he was telling us the nice story about the Nyami Nyami, the water spirit or the water god there in the Zambezi River or in the Victoria Falls. When we gave him the $10, three guys approached us and they were offering us the same thing, and they also wanted a $10 each. So in terms of, you know, getting in touch with the locals, it does provide one other form of a bit of a hassle and one other form of also getting in, you know, understanding the culture on the ground. Now this is key to understand because we accept it also because we also then, you know, paid the other three guys $10 each, and they also gave us 10 pieces of the same figurine. So we were sitting with 40 pieces of the same figure. Yes, guys, we brought that thing. We brought all those figurines from Zambia all the way to Windhoek. I was doling it out at the office. I remember that stage. I doled it out at the office to my colleagues and I told them, here, have a Nyami Nyami. Here you go. We got a bag full of these things. So there you go. And obviously it's all about you, you know, sharing some interesting travel stories as well. But it doesn't mean that we're done with the how you as a shopper or as a traveler needs to coordinate your shopping when you are traveling. Since we will have 4 minutes left still of today's program, we will still be continuing into taking a look at the specific tips itself of how you need to go about, you know, just managing your budget if you are traveling, whether locally or internationally. Now, before I end off, there is an interesting part also to consider. Now, remember with phase one, where I indicated to you your transportation and your accommodation are key in your first phase of planning with regards to your trip, wherever you're going for this holiday period. So transportation, accommodation should be sorted. The next scenario is all about getting into that phase two. How long am I staying for? How long am I traveling for? When do I travel? When do I travel there? And when do I travel back? Once you've got that sorted out, you commence with said traveling. Now, the key thing to take into consideration here is already that you will be using part of your budget already then. If you're driving locally, it's your fuel costs. If you are being transported, obviously it's your ticket that you're purchasing, whether it's by road or by air. That'll also be one scenario to factor into. Now, get a look on this. You're still on your way there. You're in transit. You're already making use of your budget in terms of fuel, or if it's all about, you know, on your way traveling there, buying some other kinds of souvenirs and gifts as well, or memorabilia. Now, get a picture of this. The biggest rule of thumb that you need to consider when you are traveling by road and it's not your car that you're traveling with, for example, let me say you are traveling by bus, right? You've bought a ticket, you're traveling by bus. And let's even picture it like this. You are traveling quite a distance, for example, from here to the north. Whatever you do, guys, do not get off to buy gifts and things along the way. Stay on the bus. Contain your budget. Ensure that you've got enough food and drink for the trip to there so that you don't get off. The only time you get off is if there is toilet stops allowed or toilet stops are allowed. You do that. You get off, use the toilet, you come back. Contain and maintain your budget at all times until you get to your destination. If you are flying, I've heard so many wonderful stories in terms of people who have flown across the world, various destinations. But some of the most valuable insights has been, do not spend your money on airports. If you are spending your money, buy food. If you're hungry, buy food. That's all you stick to, buying food. Now, since this brings us up to the end of today's program, we will still be continuing with how to shop, or what you need to look for in terms of your tips for shopping when you're traveling. Stay tuned for your next program to follow right after this.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Jep,
dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie vrek seer nie?
Dit was net so effens seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri limba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunovaungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHB on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhb.com.na. NHB, we're about you.